Welcome to Time with Baba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is March 25th, Wednesday, 2020, day 85. Today's topic, the flood is here. Secure or collapsed? Silence. Pull on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let us pray. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Baba. Today's four passages are Psalm 44 verses 1 to 3, Deuteronomy chapter 4 verses 1 to 49, Luke chapter 6 verse 39 to chapter 7 verse 10, Proverbs 11 verse 28. Today's main passage from Luke chapter 6 verses 46 to 49. Jesus says, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? As for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice, I will show you what they are like. They are like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck that house but could not shake it because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed and its destruction was complete." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. By listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is, the flood is here, secure or collapsed. Yes, the flood is here on earth, and every country, everyone is affected. And this is a time to test whether your spiritual foundation is secure or not, a test of your relationship with Jesus. The only way of you not to be isolated and fall into darkness, anxiety, bad temper, depression, is your relationship with Jesus. Whether you can really listen to His voice and do what Jesus tells you to do. Psalm 32 verses 5 to 7 reminds us what we need to do when the flood comes. Let's read this psalm. Let's listen to this psalm first. "Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Therefore, let all the faithful pray to you while you may be found. Surely the rising of the mighty waters will not reach them. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance." Psalm 32 verses 5 to 7 reminds us, number one, We need to repent and to return to God. Number two, then we will be in His protection because He is our hiding place. Number three, sing more praise songs daily because when you sing, there will be angels and archangels singing with you, praising God. And they will like a rescue team to lift you out of worries, anxiety, and darkness into the light. Yeah, into the presence of God. Yeah. Yes. Into the presence of God. You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say I am strong in the strength of the Lord. I will trust in you. Yes. Yes, God is our hiding place. May you pass this examination in this time of big flood because you have Jesus as your Lord so that you can glorify Him in this critical time of the history of mankind. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to pass this examination in this time of flood because we have you as our Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how are you doing the past week? Secure or collapsed? Number two, do you know how can you pass this examination? Number three, what is your next step to make that happen? Family Corner. Find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.